Dial Daily Bread, Book 1, Chapter 194. The Good News in Suffering. Have you ever known someone who was faithful and obedient to the Lord, yet who was left to suffer sickness and pain for a long time, unhealed? Yes, it does encourage us to hear stories of other people whose prayers were answered miraculously. But for some people, the miraculous answer doesn't come. I knew of one case, a lady whose ministry blessed many people, whose love and unselfishness were unquestioned, whose life record was one of wonderful good works, yet her illness went on and on. Have you suffered and yet it seemed your prayers were not answered? Let me encourage you, Elisha was undoubtedly a man of God, a true prophet, yet he became ill and he actually died of his sickness. Can you imagine Elisha praying for healing and wondering why the Lord did not heal him? If anybody had merit accumulated by a life of good works, he did. Why did God leave him to suffer until he died? And then there is Paul, so sick that he almost died. Well, yes, Paul must have been healed, but he tells us that when he begged the Lord 3 times to take away the thorn in his flesh, the Lord said no. Why? Doesn't the Lord answer our prayers? Yes, he answered Paul's with a straight-out no. But that no brought immense joy and peace to Paul's heart, and he was on cloud 9 from then on, because the Lord said, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness," which means human helplessness. Then Paul said, "Most gladly I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For when I am weak, then am I strong." The real good news in suffering like this is that you partake of Christ's sufferings, and that is real cause for rejoicing.